Limited access to healthcare in Bush, Alaska makes giving birth a bit more complicated for rural pregnant women than for expectant mothers in urban areas like Anchorage or Nome. Women from villages are required to spend the last month of their pregnancies in nearby towns with full-service hospitals. As part of an ongoing series examining efforts to promote cultural understanding and respect between urban and rural Alaskans, APRN contributor Ann Hillman learned how this rule affects families from Pilot Station, a village near Bethel.
Karen Green sits in her small wooden home in Pilot Station, a village of 570 people on the Yukon River. Her seven-month-old baby boy plays in her lap while her husband watches the Lakers game on the TV behind her. Green spent the last month of her pregnancy at the pre-maternal home in Bethel. Before she left, she prepped her husband and her three oldest children for their time alone with her one-year-old daughter.
I'd tell my husband and my children certain things on how to take care of Kennedy, which was my one-year-old baby at the time, because I was very worried about her. I would show them how to bathe her and feed her and even talk to her.
Women aren't allowed to give birth in the village because the clinic can't provide the necessary medical services in case of complications. And when the mothers go away, the fathers have to get involved. Karen's brother-in-law, James Green Jr., says that when his wife left, it gave him a new perspective on parenting.
And I get to know the kids more and then figure out how it feels to see what the mother goes through when the father is out there somewhere doing something, always trying to provide for the family.
When Karen Green went to Bethel, she was homesick and worried that her one-year-old girl would forget her. She was uncomfortable at first, sharing a room with two other women at the prematernal home.
But after I got to know the women that I was rooming with and getting comfortable with them, it got so like they were my family already, like they were my sisters.
Like a true older sister, she shared stories of her previous labors, teasing the first-time mothers. She had plenty of opportunities to talk to other women while staying in the pale pink ramshackle building. Doreen O'Brien, the director of the prematernal home, leads a tour of the 30-year-old building in Bethel.
And the poor thing, it's held together with Band-Aids, duct tape, and love. But it's still hanging on there. So
O'Brien says the idea of the home was first conceived in the late 1960s.
A lady was found living under an overturned boat at the old Indian Health Service Hospital. And when asked why she was living there, she told them that she was told to be in Bethel and wait for her baby to be born, but she didn't have any place to stay. So that's where she was camping, literally camping underneath this boat. And it went, duh, if we're going to have him brought in, we better have a place for him to stay.
The current prematernal home was built in 1971 and serves women from 58 villages around the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. It has bed space for 24 women at a time. In addition to a place to stay, the women are given 3 meals and 2 snacks per day, and have space to watch TV, play games, and do crafts. They also attend classes on a variety of topics like proper breathing, quilting, and balancing a checkbook.
You know, you don't want to be bored and idle here because homesick that far away from home for that long is pretty tough.
Though the home is not a medical facility and doesn't offer medical services, some women have given birth there.
We had one little gal go into the bathroom one day and she came out and she screamed or something and she says, I had my baby, and sure enough, in the toilet, there was a little baby girl, and I was called in from home, and I says, well, you know, that baby was born and baptized at the same time.
Back in Pilot Station, Karen Green says she would have happily given birth to her first few children in the village and avoided being homesick in Bethel. But that's because nothing went wrong. Her last labor was riddled with problems. First, she went into labor a month early, but it was stopped. Then, when she was giving birth, her son was coming out the wrong direction, and she was in extreme pain, and the troubles continued.
His cord was wrapped around his leg, so if I lay a certain way, his heart would slow down. So that was very scary.
The baby broke his collarbone, and his heart stopped momentarily, but he's healthy now. She says that experience made her thankful to be in Bethel and at the hospital with 5 different doctors, not in Pilot Station at the clinic.
If we were given a chance to have babies here, I wouldn't take it. I'd rather have my future babies in a good, well-equipped hospital.
If Green does end up at the prematernal home again, she should be able to enjoy an updated facility. A new state-of-the-art building is in the works, and construction should start within a year. For APRN, I'm Ann Hillman.